So how are you doing in this current post-quarantine situation? Do you wish that your circumstances were different? Do you wish that the people around you would act differently? Well, we're going to get into this today. I'm going to give you an update on my situation. And in the process of giving you that update, we're going to talk about lessons that you can take and use in your life, whatever your particular circumstances are. So welcome to Real Talk Friday. If you're new to the show, what we do at Legendary Life is we break down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier, legendary life. But on Real Talk Fridays, we just have a real conversation and get beneath the tips and the tactics and talk about life as it is and what's going on and how can we step up emotionally, because that is really where it's at. And if you listen to this and you feel like, oh, this seems like a good fit for me, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you've been listening to this show for a while and you know that I got a challenge going on, well, we have a new challenge. It's been adjusted a bit. It's called the Quarantine Comeback Challenge. Because what I've realized is that people need more help mindset-wise than any other way. No, that's bullshit, Ted. Tell me how many grams of protein to eat. You already know it to eat, but you can't do it, can you? You already know how to lose 5 or 10 pounds, but you can't get yourself to do it. Now, why can't you get yourself to do what you know you need to do? Mindset is the answer. And if you want to get a free week of coaching from me, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. And I want to tell you why I do this challenge. Two reasons. One, because this is a way for me to give back to you and to actually get you up off your ass and listening to podcasts, thinking that you're doing something great by listening to a podcast, which, hey, you know, I want you to keep listening. But let's be honest, how much action are you taking after you listen to all the different podcasts? And if that answer for you is not a lot, then my friend, get your butt into this challenge and take some action. Challenge yourself to take action. And the second reason I do it is because I know people are like, man, you know, I've seen some great before and afters. I've heard stories from Ted's clients, but I just need a little bit more certainty about what he does before I decide to sign up with him. Well, now's your opportunity to get coached for free. Samples is one of the best selling techniques ever invented. That's why Netflix gives you a week or whatever for free, or a month or whatever it is. That's why, you know, if you walk in the mall, they give you free samples of certain things. You taste the ice cream or frozen yogurt or whatever the hell they're offering as a free sample. You're like, I think I will buy some of that, because you already know how good it is. And I'm 100% confident in what I do. You're just not confident in what I do. So join the challenge. We'll have a good time. Or not. It's really up to you. But legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge is the place to do that. Now, I want to bring you up to speed with what's going on with my dad, because there's a really important lesson here. So him and I, we had a clash, the type of clash where I left angry and went home, was just fuming, had trouble sleeping that night. Have you ever had a fight with someone in your life? Maybe your wife, your husband, maybe your father. And not only was I angry about the clash, but I had flashbacks of a lot of the things that have happened in my life, in my family. I brought up a lot of shit. And I was like, man, this motherfucker. That's right. That's how I think and talk about my dad sometimes. And for two nights, I was just like, the first night, I was just so angry, had trouble sleeping, had to double up on melatonin and take magnesium L-threonate to calm down my brain. I had to meditate. I started meditating. I had been kind of off. I know I say I meditate almost every day. I've been off my game with that. And then on the second night, I started watching a PBS documentary on the life of the Buddha. And watching that brought me back to those first days of Thailand. For those of you who don't know, Giselle and I, who is my business partner now, and we were married before and now separated, we moved to Thailand at the beginning of 2018 in search of a new life, in search of new experiences, in search of happiness. And we found that. We also found that being together, at least during this time, is not the right thing for us, being together in that way. And we also learned about how the answer is within us so many times, but we have to quiet down the stress. We have to quiet down what the Buddhist monks in Thailand call your monkey mind, the chatter. And the chatter in my brain, thinking about my clash with my father, was just about how angry I am at him and about how he should act differently. And can't he see the results of his actions throughout his life? It seems so fucking obvious. Anger, anger, anger. And as I started to watch the documentary, it just reminded me of powerful lessons, lessons about attachment and how the root cause of suffering, as the Buddha teaches, and no, I'm not a Buddhist, but I am a fan of these teachings, is the root of suffering is attachment. I was so attached to, he should be a different person. Why can't he see that he needs to be a different person? And then my mind also wandered back to, at the end of 2018, my ayahuasca experience at Rhythmia in Costa Rica. And one of the big lessons I got from that experience, from drinking jungle juice, drinking the medicine, drinking this powerful entheogen, was that love is what people need. It's what they're missing. And most people are so traumatized, so beat up from their life, maybe their childhood, maybe what happened after their childhood, that they don't know how to ask for it. They don't know how to say, hey, I'm angry right now. I'm depressed right now. I'm this or that right now. But what I really need is love, love and connection. And so what I did was I started to shift from anger into love. And I visualized myself holding him, embracing him. Because before I was ready to beat that motherfucker up. This is what's wrong with you. This is what you need to do. Why can't you get it right? Why can't you change your behavior? It's so obvious. Right, left hook, right? Right, straight. Roundhouse kick to the head, but with words. And I knew the lesser part of me, the bullshit part of me, wanted to do that. Wanted to feel, wanted to deliver. I was feeling pain caused by him, right? And so I wanted to dish it back out. But the better part of me knew that was not the right answer. There was a better way. But let me ask you this. How many times have you been in a situation where your better self knew what to do, but your bullshit self showed up and took over? Why does that happen? And because it happens all the time, doesn't it? Oh, I shouldn't eat this food, but my bullshit self showed up and said, oh, you really deserve this pizza or ice cream or french fries or, you know, to stuff my face. You really deserve it. Well, I know I shouldn't do this, but here I am doing it. Or with alcohol, I really shouldn't have this other drink. Or maybe, you know, oh, once I start drinking, I've got no self-control and it just starts going off the rails for me. And then one drink leads to another and then leads to overeating. And here I am unhappy with myself. Our bullshit selves take over more often than not in the case of Americans. That's why 2/3 of the population is overweight or obese. That's why loneliness and depression and anxiety are at sky-high levels. And what do we do? Most of the time, we victimize ourselves. And it comes back to that lesson, the lesson that the Buddha taught 2,500 years ago. I tell you this, not to be cool and bring up Buddhism, but I'm telling you this because human beings have been struggling with this and teaching this for 2,500 years. And here we are in 2020 in America with all the technology, all the personal development books, all the podcasts, all the YouTube videos, and we're still fucking struggling with this shit. And we all struggle with it, myself included. That's why I share this personal stuff with you, to let you know I'm in the struggle with you, to let you know, like some of my clients think, wow, you must really just be perfect. I mean, look at your body. Look at how you know, the life you've created. You travel, you work from your computer. You can be anywhere you want in the world. Yeah, I might be ahead of the game on some things, but you're ahead of the game on other things. We're all in this together. The millionaires driving the fancy cars, living in the multi-million dollar houses, they're still struggling with, oh my gosh, the quarantine happened. I can't go out. I usually go out to this restaurant and do that, go to this place and then go on vacation here. And now I can't do any of it. But everyone's having a hard time no matter what socioeconomic level they're at. I was watching Tony Robbins talk about how his 54 business interests make over $6 million a year. I'm sorry, $6 billion with a B a year. And the income is dropped 90%. Everyone's been hit by this situation. But the shift that you're looking for, the breakthrough that you're looking for, isn't for the coronavirus to go away, not for the governments to get their shit together and start to realize that, hey, you know, maybe having the economy go to hell while we're stopping this, maybe there's probably a way we can finesse this a little bit better, not waiting for them. But what can you do right now? How can you step up right now? How can you lose your attachment, your resistance to the current situation that you're in and rise up, step up? That's the real question. But I just feel so out of control. Guess what? You're never in control. We're on a rock flying around a nuclear explosion that we call the sun. How much control do you think you've ever have? Your heart beats from 60 to 100 beats per minute is average heart rate. Mine's at 47, by the way. But how much control do you have over that? How much control do you have when you need to use the bathroom and there's not a toilet around? Control is an illusion most of the time. But you do have control over some things. And how you look at your current circumstances is one of those things. Your ability to develop awareness about your habits or your negative self-talk or the things that are positive in your life is under your control as well. You are never in control. There's no stability in 9-to-5 jobs. There's no stability in, I mean, I learned this growing up. There's no stability in modern civilization. All it takes is a natural disaster. Look at what happened with Katrina in New Orleans. Now, I've never lived that particular situation, but I lived Hurricane Andrew in 1993, destroyed the neighborhood. Lived in, destroyed most neighborhoods around my neighborhood. The cops were not around. They were at home protecting their families. It was a free-for-all. Looting happened, probably violence. I don't remember, you know, the internet wasn't around that time when I was 16, or it was, but wasn't like I was on it. So what I'm getting at here is uncertainty is a part of life. One thing that you can be certain of is that life changes. In fact, there was a pandemic in 1918, right? The Spanish flu. Back then, we didn't even know what a virus was. Now we're much better able to handle things. In fact, we're not in World War III. It's stressful, but let's be real. It's like, oh gosh, I'm so stressed out. I've watched all the Netflix movies and series and the Prime Video and Hulu and Disney Plus. I watched all my favorite Marvel superhero movies, speaking for myself here, but I'm just so stressed. And a lot of people are stressed because they're out of work. Now that is a stress. But maybe it's time to step up and look for opportunities. Go to Upwork.com. Maybe do some freelancing online. Maybe it's time to step your game up online. That's where the future is anyway. Why do you think that I've been trying so hard to get here? When I was in the fitness industry, I knew at a certain point, I mean, it took me, you know, took me over a decade to get this through my thick skull, but I saw there was no long-term, I didn't want to be doing what I was doing. You know, I was like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I loved personal training when I first got into it, but like showing up to clients in the morning, counting their reps and really being their babysitter or buddy, it wasn't for me. I mean, it was for me when I first started it, but it got to the point where I outgrew it. And I knew I needed a change, but I knew I needed to build on what my skill set already was. And now I love what I'm doing with coaching. Don't get me wrong, there are days where I'd rather go kick back and do something else than work. But for the most part, I love what I do. I love doing the coaching calls. I love doing this podcast. I'm living my dream. But the question is, how can you start to live your dream? Whether you're unemployed or employed, whatever your situation is, whatever, you know, here's the thing, we've all needed to do some work in our lives, but instead of it being on our terms, the quarantine, the coronavirus has forced our hand to, you know, the family that you keep trying to get away from, now you're stuck with them. And a lot of people are getting divorced because they realize, you know what? We don't really belong together. I mean, I love you. I used to love you or whatever the situation is, but we are no longer in a situation that is serving either one of us. And we both know it, but we're not taking action. And we just kind of try to escape the situation and try to procrastinate. But now we're forced to be together and you can't turn away. You must. What's happening right now is you're facing the truth of your life. We no longer have the distractions, because even if we've watched all the movies, all the series, there's not new ones coming out because everyone's in the same boat. Can't wait for some movies to come out and some series, but the production's all been halted. You can sit there and drink alcohol and eat food, but after you wake up and shake off the haze from all the alcohol you've drank, your problems are still the same. You just feel worse about them because now your head hurts a little bit. You can't think as straight and you didn't sleep well. A lot of people are starting to realize, oh, the gym was my therapy. Well, guess what? Exercise is great. It's good for you. But if it's something that you've been using to run away from your problems, that isn't so emotionally healthy, is it? You're just using a healthier avenue, healthier method to escape your problems, but you're still running away from the root cause of the problems. Why do you think I say it's always about mindset? Because the people who are doing that, I really feel exercise. Oh, you don't want to talk to me when I don't do exercise. I'm a really irritable, terrible person. That's a problem. You shouldn't need to go to the gym to be nice to other people. What is it that is eating you up so badly? Now, you need to go to the gym or need to exercise to be at your best, because the human body needs, like your car's not going to run well if the oil's old and it needs some replacement parts. That's not what we're talking about here. You need to exercise to be your best, but when you're using exercise to run away from the problems of your life, that isn't emotionally healthy. What do you really need to do to step up and face those problems? The root, what do you really need to do to address the root cause of those problems in your life? That is where the growth is. And everything less than showing up and facing that is you running away from the truth. Time to stop running away. I think that's what we're all learning. We're all realizing it's not working. I was running away just to share something personal. I was having the time of my life, even with quarantine. I was in Colombia, having a good time there. I was eating well. I had a nice place. I really set myself up for success. And guess what? Had the best month of business ever in May. And June was pretty good too. even though I wasn't even focusing on business. But the thing that I had been kind of running from was helping my dad. I knew his health. I mean, we were talking frequently, but I knew he was starting to fall apart. I had seen it at the beginning of the year when I was there for a week. I knew he needed me to be there. And to be honest, although the timing seems like it was bad, it was perfect timing because coming off of a great month of business in May, it was time to go home. It was time to face the situation. He's at the tail end of his life. I'm all he has left. My sister's gone. My brother's gone. His ex-wife is gone. They're all dead. And he's alone. How much longer was I going to keep indulging in my fun, awesome, digital nomad traveling the world life where I'm putting up the IG photos and the photos on Facebook showing how awesome everything is? But in the back of my mind, I'm like, but I'm not there for my dad and he kind of needs me. He kind of needs me more than ever. How long was I going to put that off? So I did what I needed to do. I booked that flight, got over here, and got into the chaotic mess that I found myself in and that I've been sharing with you. But I finally broke through to the other side. Because after that clash, after those moments of realization, after realizing how attached I was to the way he should be, the way I want him to be, when I let go of that, and when I started embracing love, and then when I showed up that next morning after two nights of struggling to sleep and, you know, anger and thinking about my childhood and my sister and all the things that have happened because of his poor decision making and seeing the ripple effects of his behavior and also seeing how he ended up that way after having a conversation with him about his parents, how his dad was never around, how his mom was overbearing, how his mom had a tough life, how his dad had a tough life. I started to see all the patterns. It seemed so clear, but guess what? It wasn't clear to him. And showing up and hurting him with my words and pointing this stuff out wasn't the answer. So what I did instead was I did 2 hours of meditation, not at once, but 45 minutes here, 45 minutes there, another 30 minutes here, right? And I showed up clear and, but caring, but unattached to anything that he might say that I might not like. And I just said, Dad, I came here for you. I love you and I care about you and you were in trouble and I came here for you. But I'm a little confused because I feel like I'm not helping you. I feel like you want me here to help you, but then sometimes when I tell you what to do, it gets you angry, but then you don't like the results of when you make decisions. I'm confused. Please tell me what you need from me and I'll be there for you. While also making it clear I was not happy. I just kept things really short, which is unlike me. I'm always like texting him, good morning, Dad. How are they? You know, I'm a blabber mouth. I'm a waffler, as some people have called me from across the pond. And I let him know, but when I showed up, I gave him the space to think about things. I had the space to think about things and I worked through those emotions that came up. I processed them. I was like, there is an answer here. And it's not my anger. It's not to come up and be mean and not to show up and be mean. The answer is to calm myself down, to show up, to be present, to not think about my agenda, and to have an honest conversation about what he needs from me and how I can help him because I love and care about him. Regardless of all the stuff in the past, I love and care about him. I don't want him to suffer. I want him to be good because when he's in a positive emotional state, it makes it easier for me. That's how I thrive in business. That's how I thrive in my life. I keep myself in a positive emotional state, or what you might call a peak emotional state. All the things that I do are geared towards that. losing body fat and exercise and martial arts and meditation and the go having cool experiences aren't about me showing off. I just do that because that's what people respond to on Instagram and social media. But what it's really about is me stepping up for myself and putting myself in that peak state. I also do therapy once a week. I'm also in an entrepreneur coaching group where I do a call once a week. I'm also doing other things that I don't share or don't take Instagram-worthy photos of. But they're all geared towards putting me in that peak emotional state so I can make the best decisions, so I can show up for my clients, so I can show up for my father, so I can show up in business, so I can make the most positive impact. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself. And use the code TED20, that's capital T-E-D, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. Now, what am I really saying here? If you want to influence other people, influence yourself first. That's where it comes from. If you're wondering why the world isn't treating you better, or why people aren't treating you better, it's because of how you're showing up. It's because of how you're communicating, or maybe the lack of communication on your part. The way to get people to change is to change yourself first. The way to get the world to change is to get yourself to change first. But what do people, especially Americans, do? They whine, they complain, they victimize, they want you to change. You should treat me better. You should give me a raise. You should see my worth. Doesn't work that way. Think we all know that, but we still remain attached to that idea that we want the world to change. We want people to change. We want to not put in the effort to figure it out, to see it as it really is, and to figure out how to get the type of life we want. In other words, how to experience the happiness, joy, fulfillment that we want. You change. You know, the government, you come in and you do a better job. Hey, my wife or my husband, you step up, you do better. It's your fault I feel this way. It's the coronavirus's fault that I'm 15 pounds overweight. It's the coronavirus's fault that I lost my job. Other people didn't lose their job. Other people, their business got better. Other people, their relationships got better. Hopefully you're one of them, but I know a lot of you out there aren't. Other people got in shape during the quarantine. I know I did, and I got out of shape for a little bit, and now I'm getting back in shape again. This is really about you stepping up. It's really about you letting go of your attachment to your excuses, to your victim mindset, and embracing growth and embracing love and showing up and doing the fucking work. Listening to this podcast, I hope it's entertaining. I hope it's inspiring. I hope it gets you to think differently and maybe get up off your butt. But ultimately, I can't do the work for you. Nobody can. Only you can show up to your therapy appointments, which so many people need. And again, I'm one of those people. I'm in therapy I've missed one therapy session in 6 months, and I'm going to keep it going. Already had my therapy session this week. What about you? Oh, I don't need therapy. Really? Then how are you going to break those patterns, the patterns that you've had and realized you've had, and you know, you've been trying to break on your own, but you just never seem to move the needle. I was talking to one of my clients the other day, Jeff, shout out to you, man. Really enjoyed our conversation. He told me, you know what? The biggest lesson that I've learned from you, Ted, is be results oriented. Are you getting a result? Ask yourself this simple question. Are you getting results? Yes or no? It's the simple question that needs to be answered, because if you're not getting results with your health, with your weight loss, with your fat loss, with your relationships, with your children, with your work, with your, then whatever you're doing ain't working. It's as simple as that. Be results oriented. Don't be bullshit oriented, because that's where most people are. Oh, I can't lose weight. It's my metabolism. It's really slow. No, bigger people have faster metabolisms. You just eat too much and don't get up off your ass because you've got 100 pounds or 50 pounds or 60 pounds that you're carrying around and you're a couple months behind on your workouts. Be fucking honest. It's not the premenopause or the postmenopause or the low testosterone. Now some of that's not your fault. Some of that's people selling you what you naturally gravitate towards, bullshit excuses. Oh, it's not your fault. It's low T. You have low testosterone because you're stressed the fuck out. You don't sleep. You don't work out. Or if you do, it's not done in an optimal way. And you're too fucking fat. That's why your testosterone is low. And if you're a woman, your metabolism ain't slow. It ain't your premenopause or postmenopause. It's not your hormones. It's the fact you drink too much wine at night. It's the fact that you have no idea how much you're eating. It's the fact that you think you're really pushing yourself in your workout programs because you're sweating and your heart's pumping, but really you're not pushing you're not burning as much energy as you think. That's the fucking truth. Because we drop any of you off at a desert island where you had to eat insects and climb up coconut trees, you'd lose some fucking weight quick, real quick. Feeling triggered? Check in with yourself. Because the answer is simple if you're willing to tell yourself the truth. If you're not getting results, it's because what you're doing isn't a good strategy. It's not working for you. Even if you think you're doing everything right, just by having lack of results, it's not right. Now, there are some nuances here, right? I just did, if you missed the last episode on Monday, I went into how some people's metabolism slow down. But I didn't say it stops you from getting results. It's something that you need to address so that you get better results. That's different. And so many of us will say, oh, but it's hard. Yeah, it's hard, but it doesn't mean it can't be done. It means it's hard. And guess what? Anything worth having, it's hard to achieve. A successful business ain't fucking easy to create. A successful relationship takes work too. Everything takes work. And once you lose your attachment to your resistance to the way reality works, the way things work, and just embrace it and surrender to it and just say, you know what? These are the results that I want. It's going to take this type of work to get there. Do I want it or not? Because the problem isn't that, here it is like this. People's problem is that they want something, but they're not willing to do the work to get it. And then they have this conflict inside. You could just change what you want. You could just accept yourself the way you are and learn to appreciate the way you are and be fine. But you can't do that because that takes a mindset shift, maybe even a spiritual shift. Maybe you need to go after something, and on that journey, you start to realize that you were okay to begin with. And that, I'll tell you a secret, I got very lean, and I'm still very lean, and it's not a, and I look at myself in the mirror, I like the way I look all the time. Don't love the wrinkles coming on my face or my hair that's disappearing. But I like the way I look, but it all the time. But it's not about the way I look. I don't look in the mirror. I don't wake up in a bad mood and then look in the mirror and then say, oh, but look at me. I'm hot and sexy. I got veins on my abs, like so many of you have joked with me about on social media. It's about how you feel. And so many people are playing, I'll feel good when I have more money. I'll feel good when I'm down a bunch of pounds. I'll feel good when. It's not about that. is playing the game of feel good now. I'll feel good when my wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, kids start to get their act together. No, play the game of feel good now. Because the truth about having success in your life is really about putting yourself in that peak emotional state, having the tools to put yourself in a good emotional state. I have one client, shout out to you, Liz, who she started realizing, oh, if I have some negative talk going on, so if I put all these sayings up, all these positive sayings around me, that's going to help put me in a better emotional state. So that when my mind starts to go negative, I read something positive, it starts to bring awareness to my negativity and allows me to shift to a more positive way of looking at things. How awesome is that? This is about feeling good. And the people who want things in life, oh, I want more money, I want to drive a nicer car, I want to, date a hotter person or whatever it is, or I want to, lose a bunch of pounds. It is not about those things, but the way you think you're going to feel once you get them. Does that make sense? But here's the thing. You get them and you just want more. It's not an external, it's an inside job, not an external one. Happiness is an inside job. Fulfillment is an inside job. Joy is an inside job, not an external one. And that's what I do in the coaching group. People think they're signing up for weight loss, and boy, do they lose weight, 20 to 30 pounds in 12 weeks, while putting on muscle at the same time. But what the coaching group is about at a deeper level is about making those mindset shifts. It's about how you handle the problems that come up for you along the way. People think failure is the opposite of success. And as I said in a recent Real Talk Friday, failure is the path to success. The obstacles and overcoming them are the path to success. And the challenges never stop coming. The challenges in business, if you make a bunch of money, you're still going to have challenges. They're just going to be different, and you'll be driving a nicer car and wearing more expensive clothes if you're into that type of thing. If you're lean, you're still going to have challenges. I had a challenge recently with my father, and living in his place for 2 weeks, I was just eating everything, all the junk he had there. I was just shoving it in my face. You will have challenges. The key is, how do you deal with them? And I'll tell you, when I was shoving that food in my face, I realized that I had, number one, awareness of the situation, and I was honest about it. I'm not gaining weight because of my hormones, okay, or my metabolism magically slowed down. I'm shoving food in my face and I'm not moving as much. And I spent no time at all being dramatic about it. I went right to, all right, this is where I'm at. What can I do? What shifts can I start making? What do I need to put myself in a better emotional state to start stepping up and making moves here? And then I had another challenge with the clash with my dad. And again, that one was really tough. Let me tell you, those 2 days were tougher than the 2 weeks, but I went through it and I was honest with myself about it. And I got through the other side and it created a shift. I went, even though I was trying to eat my emotions then and drink a little bit, I showed up to his place and I was able to be there and be present and be open and drop the agenda and drop the attachment and just have an honest conversation and to listen to what he had to say without waiting to talk. And once we can get there, that's when the magic happens in life. And every single person can get there. So many people think there's something special about me. There's a good chance that I'm above average normal intelligence, but my IQ is 120, but it ain't 130 and ain't 140. There's many people who are more smarter than me and more accomplished than me in many different ways. I am not that smart. I am not that unique or special. I have sucked at pretty much everything I've ever tried doing, but with persistence and consistency, I was able to get good. And that's the truth. But you got to stay on the path, and most people don't. They give up when the going gets tough, as they say. And the real secret is to stay in there when the going gets tough, to find tools to help you manage your emotions when the going gets tough, and so that you check inside with yourself and find the solution moving forward. Because I'll tell you, when I showed up to my dad's place, if it was going to fall to shit, and if things were going to fall apart and he was going to be angry and a negative person and just keep driving himself into the ground and falling apart and just this path of self-destruction, I was okay with it. I was actually saying, you know, I think I'm going to leave. I mean, I'm not going to make any moves here, but I think I'm going to leave. If this keeps going the way that it seems to be going right now, I'll just leave. But I'm also open to if it goes right. But once I had let go of the attachment to the way I think things should be and was just like, you know what, I have to be okay. If he wants to drink himself into the ground, pop pain pills and, you know, blame everyone else except for himself for his life, I got to be okay with that. And once I was able to get there, that's when the magic happened. The more attachment you have to something, the more it clouds your judgment, the more it makes you make mistakes. That attachment causes you to make mistakes because it raises stress levels. It makes you more reactive. The bullshit version of yourself shows up more than the best version of yourself. And once the best and you know, your bullshit version will always show up and it ain't never going away. Maybe if you become a Buddha or whatever. But it's safe to say that it ain't ever going away. But if you can get that best version of yourself to show up more often and more often and more often, that is when your life will shift. That is when you'll start to experience more positive emotions, better relationships, more engagement in your life. Those things that just wrap you up and make you forget the past, make you, you know, forget about future tripping and thinking about what's going to happen in your future and just get you in the moment and makes you present. It's when you're going to start to achieve more of those goals you set for yourself and you're going to achieve them more effortlessly. And that's what I want for you. But you have to want it for yourself and you got to be honest and you've got to do the work. That's the secret nobody's telling you. It's in the work that you're not doing. It's in the things, it's in the choices that you make that are comfortable for you. And you're like, oh, what can I do to solve this situation? Oh, I'll do this. And then deep down inside, you know it's a comfortable solution and therefore you will get no growth from it, but you decide to do it anyway. It's when you decide to take on the things that really make you uncomfortable that you're going to get the growth and the breakthrough that you're actually looking for. Embrace that discomfort. Go after it. Step up to it because the grass is greener on the other side. I've been on both sides and I can tell you, yes, the grass is greener. It's worth it. And all those things that I thought I would say to my dad and he would have a negative reaction to, none of that happened. How many times has that happened to you when you thought, oh man, when I do this, oh, this is going to happen and this terrible thing's going to happen and oh gosh, and then I'm going to have to deal with that. And then you do it and then none of it happens. And you're like, oh, I don't know what the big deal was. That's where I want you to get to. Because the more people who get to that point, the better the world's going to be. The more the less we're going to deal with these dumb things like the racism that we're dealing with, or the emotional struggles that we're dealing with, or these other things that keep coming up for us, these roadblocks in our life. And that's my mission, is to help more people or to show more people the way to that, to shine the light. And then it's up to you. If you want to crash on the rocks, but I am that lighthouse and I'm shining the light. If you want to end up safe in harbor, in the harbor, my maritime jargon isn't very good. I'm shining the light for you right now. But if you're drunk at the helm and crashing on the rocks, well, some of us, probably most of us, are going to keep doing that until we wake up. But right now, you have an opportunity to step up. And if you want me to help you with your health and fitness, if you want me to help you make a comeback in that way, you know where to go. LegendaryLifePodcast.com/challenge. So I'm going to wrap things up now, but I want to ask you, what are you going to do differently after having listened to this podcast? What are you going to do differently after listening to any of the podcasts that you've been recently listening to? What did you do differently after the last podcast that you've listened to? More action in the real world, in your life. That's what's going to lead to where you want to go, the breakthrough that you're looking for, and to the comeback from this situation that is infecting or affecting the entire world. But it can be done. All you got to do is step up and take that first step. Love you. Hope you enjoyed today. Think about the actions that you're going to take. Think about what you're going to go do differently. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll speak to you on... Oh, and happy 4th of July for all my fellow Americans, and I'll speak to you on Monday.